162. In the house. John's heart was on fire as they walked into Ursula's old home. He had been there on occasion when he was young, but now it was so broken down. Ursula was on her way to put some tools on order to fix it up when she saw him, she said. Then John went in to greet Ursula's ailing mother. She smiled and remembered his name. But she didn't get up. She was on her last legs, she said, ever since she had injured herself when riding through some woods on horseback. Now she could hardly get up on her feet anymore on her own. And she missed the feeling of standing on land. But that was now her lot, to stay in bed. She was just glad that he was on hand to see her one more time, and she hoped he'd stay for dinner. John smiled and agreed. That was what he was hoping for, too. Back in the living room, John was on edge again. He didn't know what to say. "My wife died 2 years ago," he said. "I heard," Ursula replied. "I almost called you several times, but my life has been so on hold because of my mother. I wanted to call you on my own time, in my own way. But this is nice, seeing you like this in the old neighborhood." "I said earlier that I was on my way back from work," John said, "and that's true. But I really came to see you again. I found out yesterday that you were still living here." "I'm glad," she replied. "Come on, let's talk more in the kitchen. I have to find something nice to get ready for dinner."